Artist Doug Waterfield teaches at the University of Nebraska at Kearney.
I used to watch a lot of monster movies with my old man. And if you start to look at some of the monster movies from the 50s, a good bit of them are the result of atomic radiation. Godzilla and the giant flying mantis and giant spiders.
The collection illustrates not only Waterfield's obsession with the monstrous byproducts of atomic testing, like Godzilla, etc., he also explores the atomic pop culture of that era and what he calls the domestication of the bomb.
When they would do the tests, they would have rooftop parties in Vegas where people would get on the roofs of the casinos and drink atomic cocktails and watch the sky light up and watch the mushroom clouds in the distance. And the whole psychology of that is just what fascinated me.
Ken Mays is with the museum. Mays says he was initially hesitant to show these paintings because of the stigma associated with visual images of nuclear testing.
While this shows some of the devastating part of what nuclear energy can do, I think that we need to understand that, you know, there's two sides of this coin. We need to be able to show it all. Oak Ridge is kind of a town that without science, there would be no history. And so, you know, we have to embrace the cultural side of that as well.
Prior to the 1950s, most nuclear tests took place in the Pacific. But in 1951, the Atomic Energy Commission began overseeing major nuclear weapons tests at the Nevada test site, about 65 miles northwest of Las Vegas. At the site, the agency built life-sized models of American towns and suburbs that would serve to test the effects of nuclear devices. The commission called them survival towns and populated them with mannequins. Doug Waterfield calls them doom towns.
And the mannequins would be dressed and doing various things, sitting down to dinner or taking a nap or watching TV or something like that. And that just really struck me as not only odd, but just downright creepy, you know, that the government would set up hypothetical American towns and then light them up just to kind of see what would happen.
The paintings hint at domestic tranquility, like the Doomtown 5 double Doomtown diptych. In the first panel, a mushroom cloud. In the second panel, a nuclear worker wearing goggles and a gas mask and holding a briefcase looks into the window of one of these model homes where he observes a female mannequin surrounded by three toddler-sized mannequins.
The psychology of putting human symbols there and trying to empathize with them and project on them, it was part of it. And then the fact that they are silly, soulless mannequins is kind of a reflection of silly society at the time that wasn't really aware of what was going on.
The mannequins at home in Doomtown are pretty creepy and strange, but Waterfield also has a collection of the truly surreal, like Doomtown 18, See the Little Piggies. Waterfield says the idea for this painting came to him while he was on a tour of the survival towns. Pigs dance joyfully around an atom bomb that is enwreathed in green flame.
The tour guide points out these dilapidated wooden structures off to the right and said, now these are pens, animal pens. So yeah, they used to put pigs and goats in there, and they would dress them in human clothing and keep them in the pens when they would do the bomb test just to see what the effects would be.
Waterfield says he was moved to do this series because of his students in Nebraska and others who are too young to know much about the history of the atomic era.
They don't know what McCarthyism is or communist paranoia, and all those things go hand in hand with the fear of the atomic bomb. I think it can at least ignite the interest and curiosity to delve further into the details.
Doomtown, the atomic art of Doug Waterfield, will be on exhibit at the American Museum of Science and Energy through January 20th. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.